Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, and I'd like to welcome you to day 31 of Verses of Victory. We're on day 31 at long last, and I'd like to go ahead and get right to day 31. As you know by now, we have gone through 31 days to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. We're in Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11. Philippians 2, 9 through 11, and I'm in the New International Version. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. What's in a name? In this case, quite a lot. His name is above every other name, that even those who don't recognize him now will someday recognize him for who he is. All will bow before him and worship him. This verse shows us that God has all the power, and that power results in victory. And because his name is victory, my name is victory. My name is victory. Another gospel song, and an appropriate one to end our month-long study of Verses of Victory. The song says, I got evidence, I got confidence, I'm a conqueror, I know that I win. I know who I am, God wrote it in his plan for me. Oh, my name is Victory. God gave me authority to conquer the enemy. He wrote in my destiny that my name is Victory. He said that I've overcome. He said I've already won. He wrote in my destiny that my name is Victory. What a way to end this study. But it's really just the beginning of a life filled with victory for you and me. Amen. I want to mention that if you have my book, you can look in the front of it for the permissions for using that song. I've used a few songs throughout, and this one I actually pretty much wanted to give you the full lyric because it really expresses what this song is about. So I think I'll actually post this as the song of the day. Actually, as I'm reading this, it happens to be the National Day of Prayer as well. I planned to finish on May 1st and kind of got behind a little bit, but just very appropriate into this to this story. Story of my life is learning about these verses of victory that have helped me, and I hope they have helped you. Let's personalize, practice, and proclaim. What does this verse mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my take on things, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And proclaim. Pray this prayer and proclaim victory over your situation. So please join me. Dear Lord, thank you for the glorious gift of the name of Jesus, which is above every name. Thank you for the true victory that lives in the name of Jesus. Help me to call more on the name of Jesus and to know that even before I call, he is already there with me. I declare today and every day, Lord, that I live in victory. My name is Victory, and I am Victory. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. I want to thank you once again for being with me on this journey of Verses of Victory. I hope that it has blessed you and that it has helped you in some way. Again, I will post, try to post My Name is Victory as the song of the day, written by Jonathan Nelson and Justin Savage, by the way. So look for that and just have a wonderfully blessed day of prayer and remembrance. In Jesus' name, amen.